All right, Steve, let's talk a little bit about this really cool tool that I think a lot of people don't realize. I mean, and this is really this is something for, well, like me, people who like to play with things. Those mini skid steer loaders. Why don't you talk about those a little bit? Those things are fantastic.
Those are one of the latest things. It's the same principle as a bobcat that you'd ride on, but you walk behind it. You can control everything with joysticks on the back. It'll dig. You can move rocks or it's got a postal digging attachment. I found them really helpful to dig out for patios or sidewalks. They'll really accomplish a lot.
Because the bucket's not. See, the problem with a lot of people with the bobcats is, you know, like the standard size one, that's got, what, a 5 foot or 6 foot wide bucket?
Yeah, ours are 72 inches, and these are only 3 foot.
Yeah, 3 foot wide bucket. I mean, that's narrow.
It's got a narrow turning radius. It's got rubber tracks, so it's not offensive to your yard. They're light, so, you know, a lot of people can tow them with just a regular pickup or a light pickup with a 2-inch ball. You know, we provide a trailer for those things.
Right.
So it eliminates a lot of the problems of the bigger machines.
Oh, yeah. And same thing, like you'll rent that for like either 4 hours or all day. What's the riddle on those?
Or they're 120 a day or 80 for 4 hours.
Wow. That's to save on your back. I mean, like if you get a load of topsoil delivered, it sounds like this might be, even if you would just use this, I know it sounds crazy, just to fill up a wheelbarrow. You don't have to shovel it.
Right. When I first saw them, I thought, you know, these things are too small and they're just not going to do the job. But when I used one, I was really impressed.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're just wonderful little machines. That's what I think a lot of people don't realize is that with some of the equipment that you have, they'll go to start a job, they'll go to do something, And they'll either, A, hurt themselves, work too hard, have to go to the emergency room, go to their doctor, and burn through $100, $150 of prescription drugs. You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
And if they would have just come to you and spent $50, you know, to rent this tool that makes the job go faster and easier and not such a strain on their back. I mean, you've got all kinds of machinery like that.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. That's so if you want to save your back, if you want to save wear and tear on your own body, you know, you need to go to these tool rental equipment places. And I know it sounds crazy, but I actually think sometimes that people need to come to places like yours and actually see all the different things that you have to rent. I think that